This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Local officials say that a plane with 28 people on board has gone missing in the Russian Far East region. Emergency officials say the 26th plane with 22 passengers on board and six crew members missed a scheduled communication while it was flying Tuesday from one city to the village of Palana. The local transport ministry said it also disappeared from radar. An investigation has been launched and search mission is underway. Officials said two helicopters and an airplane have been deployed to investigate the missing plane's route. Tuesday may reveal the extent of ransomware attacks reported in 27 countries. We get details from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
What is likely the world's single largest ransomware attack was aimed at a software provider that services thousands of companies, large and small, around the world. Kaseya says the attack was discovered over the 4th of July holiday weekend in the United States, so many of the victims may not know the impact until they return to work on Tuesday. The attack is blamed on a Russian-speaking gang behind last month's $11 million extortion of the meat processor JBS. The R-Evil gang is now using its new money to buy up even more sophisticated digital burglary systems. The gang is demanding anywhere from $5 million to $50 million to unscramble the affected machines. I'm Tim McGuire.
Israel's parliament has not renewed a temporary law first enacted in 2003 that bars Arab citizens of Israel from extending citizenship or even residency to spouses from the occupied West Bank and Gaza. The 59-59 vote early Tuesday means the law is poised to expire at midnight. This